WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind, your daily dose of wisdom and motivation to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're diving into something pretty powerful. Mindful eating for emotional balance. Ever feel like your relationship with food is more complicated than a Shakespearean tragedy? You know that feeling when you're stressed, and suddenly the entire pantry seems to be calling your name. Or maybe you find yourself reaching for comfort foods even though you're not physically hungry. Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. But what if I told you that there's a way to break free from those emotional eating patterns and build a healthier, more fulfilling relationship with food? That's where mindful eating comes in. It's not about deprivation or strict diets, it's about bringing awareness to your eating habits and truly savoring each bite. Think of it as giving your mind and body the respect they deserve. By paying attention to how you feel, what you're eating, and why you're eating, you can start to make conscious choices that nourish both your physical and emotional well-being. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you master this mindful eating game. 1. Slow down, you move too fast. I know, life is a whirlwind. We're constantly on the go, juggling deadlines, errands, and everything in between. But when it comes to food, slow down. Take your time to truly appreciate each bite. Chew thoroughly, savor the flavors, and notice the textures. This not only improves digestion, but also allows you to connect with your body and recognize feelings of fullness. 2. Tune into your body. Ever ignore that subtle "I'm full" signal and keep on munching. We've all been there. Listen to your body's cues. Ask yourself, am I truly hungry or am I eating out of boredom, stress, or habit? If you find yourself reaching for food when you're not physically hungry, explore other ways to cope with those emotions. 3. Embrace the power of gratitude. Before you take that first bite, pause for a moment and express gratitude for the nourishment that's about to fuel your body. This simple act can shift your perspective and make meals more meaningful. 4. Banish distractions. Put down that phone, turn off the TV, and create a calm and focused eating environment. When you're distracted, it's easy to overeat without even realizing it. 5. Mindful choices matter. It's not just about what you eat, but also how much and when. Try incorporating balanced meals with whole foods like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and complex carbohydrates. Listen to your body's needs and fuel it accordingly. Remember, mindful eating is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, experiment with different techniques, and celebrate your progress along the way. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She used to be a notorious emotional eater. Whenever she felt stressed or overwhelmed, she'd head straight for the cookie jar. But after learning about mindful eating, she started paying attention to her cravings. She realized that many times she wasn't truly hungry, but rather seeking comfort. Instead of reaching for cookies, Sarah began practicing deep breathing exercises or taking short walks when she felt those emotional urges. She also started incorporating more mindful moments into her meals. Now, she savors each bite, paying attention to the flavors and textures, and enjoying the experience without distractions. The result? Not only did Sarah lose some weight, but she also felt calmer, more in control, and had a much healthier relationship with food. So there you have it, mindful eating isn't just about calories, it's about cultivating a deeper connection with yourself and your body. By practicing these principles, you can break free from emotional eating patterns, achieve greater balance in your life, and discover the joy of truly savoring each bite. Remember, folks, this is a journey, not a race. Take one step at a time, be kind to yourself, and celebrate those small victories along the way. You've got this. Now, go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share your thoughts on mindful eating with us in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with wisdom, motivation, and a whole lot of real talk. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.